What's up, bitches? It's the B Show, a wrestling podcast. I'm Angry Dixon.
And I am Pleasant J.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm cranky. I'm probably going to be a little bit of a dick today, just so you know.
I'm the one that gets the brunt of your dickness.
Yeah, well.
So I'm not really
somebody else today.
Yes, finally. So how's your week, dude?
Long. Fucking arduous.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it all, man.
Yeah.
So why is it just busier now? Just with the
you know, 50 hours a week at the radio station, few shows at the club, band practices, this bullshit.
This bullshit meaning hang out with me, not this amazing, wonderful show. anything else new?
No.
It's going to be one of these shows, or you just give like one word answers. All right.
I wasn't in a good mood up until Friday.
What happened then?
Some asshole stole my Gatorade out of the work fridge.
First of all, no asshole stole your. They drank it and then they admitted
never replaced it.
They admitted it.
And it's been 3 days already. First of all, there's no replacement. It was
first of all weekends,
limited edition flavor.
Weekend days don't count.
And so let's put it this way: if you have a work refrigerator and you're in an office setting with adults, you shouldn't have to write your name on stuff.
Correct. You're right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
So you know, I get to work on Friday. I don't stop at the store and pick myself up extra beverages for the day because I'm counting on what I have in the work fridge that I've accumulated throughout the week. Two of those items were limited edition strawberry wave Gatorades that just came out, and I walk into
which you
work.
Didn't like.
It's not a matter of that; they're hard to find.
No, I'm just saying, people.
So
trust
your drink choice. There's one I drank a little bit of and put back in there, saving it for the next day, and I had a full unopened one that came up missing the next morning, and just as I was about to write a nasty all staff email, your fancy ass shows up and tells me you took it.
Well, no, this is what happened. I said to you, hey, Dixon, last night, I think I drank your iced tea. You make iced tea in
a
pitcher.
I make a gallon of iced tea twice a day here.
Yeah, and you put it in the fridge and other people have it. But that was like the only thing that was in there. So I said, I finished it, but I cleaned out the
which is fine
because
that's
container.
One thing that Chuck doesn't do when he finishes it off. He just puts the empty fucking jug back in the fridge.
So I hand washed it and put it upside down so it dried properly. So when I saw you the next day, I said, hey, by the way, I had some of your iced tea. And I said, sorry, I finished it. I didn't know where the stuff was to make it or how you make it. So then you go, oh, that's no worries. Rebecca's making some more. And I said, yeah, it's already out on the counter. He goes, okay, cool. He goes, yeah, but some asshole stole my Gatorade. And without even a second, I said, yeah, that was me. I had your Gatorade last night. And I said I would replace it.
Well, here's a question for you.
Yes.
How many stores do you pass on your way in every day?
Literally?
At least three or four.
When I'm in town and I come here, I don't pass one store.
That's a lie.
That's not.
It's 100. You don't pass a gas station. You don't pass.
I pass Wegmans.
Okay. Well, your fancy ass should have stopped at Wegmans, parked your weird vehicle, and then gone in and gotten
the one
a new 32-ounce Gatorade of any flavor, just to be like, yo, sorry, I drank your shit last night. Here's a replacement.
Well, that's what I was going to go do.
But you didn't.
But I didn't have a car on Friday, so I couldn't leave.
Well.
That's the reason why. My plan was to go out and get it. And then you had some dude drop.
There's this thing called Grubhub.com, bro.
You want me to Grubhub
a Gatorade, yeah.
A Gatorade. Just some random limited edition Gatorade. And you said you didn't even want the Gatorade. You said you wanted two Arizona iced teas to replace it. So
which
14.
I still haven't gotten my original 12.
Dude, it's only been
was
2 weeks,
over a month.
Man. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a month.
Not been. It's been 2 weeks. Three weeks.
It's been a month.
It was the pay-per-view, bro.
So you owe me 14 Gatorades.
No, 14 Arizona iced teas.
That's fine.
You want 14 Gatorades instead?
No, because that'd be way more expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not cool.
That's not fair. That's like five cases.
It's okay. I got you back.
LaCroix. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to get your dang thing, man. Come on. When have I not paid off a bet?
Well,
when have I not?
You had two. It's all right. I gooched your mouse and your phone.
You gooched my mouse?
Yep.
And my phone.
Yep.
What do you mean you gooched it?
I gooched them.
I don't know what gooch means.
Oh, well, I rubbed your mouse from your computer and the mouthpiece of your phone onto my gooch, which is that small...
The taint?
Yeah.
The taint. Oh, you tainted my stuff?
No, I
gooched it?
Gooch, yeah.
Dude, that doesn't bother me.
Well,
I mean, like, you think you touch you your always face say I'm gay all the time. So, I mean,
Friday was a sweaty day.
Yeah,
when you
but
guys
do
were,
I have
when
any...
you guys were off celebrating Tim's engagement.
Do I have
herpes? I was gooching your shit.
Do I have herpes?
You might.
Huh?
You might.
Oh, well, that's a slam on you then, too.
Well, no, because you don't know where I've been.
No, but if you transported herpes onto my phone or gooched my phone and my mouse, then you would have it. And first of all, you wouldn't have done that because there's no freaking way because people are out.
No, you were all in that little room with Timmy.
Yeah. No.
Big Boss was gone. Little Boss was gone. Joe D watched me laughing hysterically. It was his birthday present, actually.
Of Gucci and my stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, that really doesn't bother me. I really could care less. Now, if you said you did what they did in Mallrats, where you went and picked your asshole with your fingers and you rubbed it and then you put it all over that.
It's called a stink palm.
The stink palm? If you did that.
This is as close as you're going to get to that.
Then it is close. It's like the cousin, but it's not as nasty.
Oh, so you're a cousin fucker.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, dude, your taint, it's not, it's a little stinky, dude. It's not like it's got all the bacteria.
You never know.
So you're saying that you have a nasty taint?
Maybe. It was late in the day. It was very late in the day, and I may have run around the parking lot four times before I did it.
There's no way you did that. No way. There's no way you did that on your radio show between your smoke breaks. There's no way. And
no
on top of that,
people
were going
of.
In and out of that room all the time. Big Boss people, Little Boss people, people from out of town. So, speaking of, did you know that your ears align with your nipples? So if you go trace your fingers right now, go down to your ears and they align with your nipple.
Yeah.
How cool is that, dude? That's pretty awesome, man. So you can look at a girl or a guy, for those lady listeners out there, look at their ear and know where their nipple is on their chest. If it's real. I mean, if you have fake boobs, then I guess it could be all distorted. So what happens with those people that have like the really big ears, the wide ears? Does that mean their nipples are like on the side of their pecs?
It's possible.
Is this just going to be the show? You just give me one word answers?
Possibly.
Ah,
what about those girls whose nipples face down because they're so fat? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But their nipple
they're
called
downers. Is still in the same place. It just pokes in a different way.
Well, it's just folded up under their
just
fat titty.
Have you ever been with a woman that had that?
No.
I've never seen that before.
But I've been on the internet.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
We'll find it on your phone later.
A folded nipple?
Yeah, just a lady so fat that her nipple get tucked up under her big fat titty.
I did see this, and listeners, you should Google this when you hear it right now, that if you Google naked woman Homer Simpson face, have you seen this?
Yeah.
So this, you know, big size woman, she's naked from the stomach up to her neck, and her two boobs and her stomach look exactly like Homer Simpson's face. It is the funniest freaking thing. I didn't know about that until this week.
Really?
Nope.
Dude, I don't look up 15 that years stuff, old.
Man. No, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that stuff, man. I try not to be too too gross. Right now in the world, the two biggest movies in the globe for multiple weeks now and will be for multiple weeks stars professional wrestlers. Pretty cool, man. Different world we live in. Fast and the Furious, Fate of the Furious with The Rock, and Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Volume 2 with Batista.
I don't know that I would call him the star of that.
Who?
Batista.
He's up there. According to reviews, he's the best part of it.
Wrong.
No, the second one. Did you see 2?
No, we're going tonight.
Nice. Let me know what you think of it. I guess he's hilarious in it. I mean, he's one of the top 4 people. The other top 3 people. The other one's a little frickin' tree, and the other
That's
one's
my
a raccoon.
Dude, Groot.
Yeah, but
I am Groot.
But he doesn't talk like that anymore. He's a little tree. Now it's like a little baby voice.
But I like it.
Why do you like Groot so much?
I don't know. Reminds me of me.
Just 3 words?
Pretty much.
Yeah, sounds like it today. Kendrick Lamar's new album reached.
We talked about this last week. Next.
Yeah. What, dude, I'm giving an update. It reached platinum, and it's been out for a month. It hasn't even been out for a month, and already reached platinum. That's pretty cool. So here's an article for you. They're ranking the best and worst jobs in the U.S. Okay, this just came out. So what do you think is the best job? Projected growth through 2024.
Porn star.
Nope. Do you have another one?
Military general.
Now that's a good one right there. Now, some form of a statistician. Medical service manager, operations research analyst, basically anything with computers and numbers. What do you think are the 10 worst?
Jizz moppers.
Well, if you said the porn's going to be good, you're going to need the moppers.
Right, but that's one of the worst jobs.
No. Worst jobs like pay scale, not like what you're doing for
you
life.
Didn't say pay scale.
Well, I'm saying best or worst jobs, not like, hey, you know, working in a coal mine, the best career path, best and worst jobs.
I mean, it is 2017. Coal could save us.
That is true. Yeah. So that's why the statisticians and all that.
Worst paying jobs. Walmart employee.
Oh, yeah. Retail salesperson.
Yeah.
That goes there. So here are the 10. Newspaper reporter, broadcaster, logger, enlisted military personnel, pest control worker, disc jockey, advertising salesperson, firefighter, retail salesperson, taxi driver. Projected growth through 2024, the career cast 10 worst jobs.
I've got friends that drive cab that make quite a bit of money.
Yeah, but that's all going to change when Uber comes.
Well, I didn't want to say Uber because it's not legal here yet, but...
Well, it's like 2 months.
Yeah. I got a couple of friends that live out on the West Coast that do the Uber thing that don't have other jobs now. Like, they're doing that well with it.
Yeah, my buddy does that in L.A. He makes pretty good cash doing it. And it frees him up for auditions and music and all that stuff. So I just thought that was kind of interesting that a lot of the entertainment stuff. I was a little surprised with the military and pest control. I feel like there's more bugs out there more than ever. And a firefighter.
Well, they're doing it for it's a passion project.
Firefighters?
Yeah.
Said 47K.
That's not bad.
No, it's down though. Disc jockey, 30K.
I make more than that.
There you go. Is that just from disc jockeying though?
Yeah.
Well, so there you go though. But you're prime time, baby. It's minus 11% will be the growth in 2000 through 2000.
What about sales? What's that sales job looking like, buddy?
Minus 3%, 48K. Is the average minus 3% through 2024. Yeah, dude, sales sucks. I would not.
How about a sales guy that gets his haircut on company time? What's that one?
I don't know. Let's ask Tim Forbes. he seems to do that a bunch. So lastly, I wanted to get into with some cool stuff. I wanted to get your take. I wanted to do this last week, but we missed last week's show. The Fyre Festival.
We did one last week, didn't we?
No. That was the one where you had the big work event and
oh yeah, and then you blew me off because you didn't communicate. Okay, what is it?
Yep, that was me. Fyre Festival.
Firefly or fire? Oh, the FYRE.
Yeah, the fire.
With the fake picture on Instagram about the this is the meal they're giving us.
So basically, this was the festival that Ja Rule and this 25-year-old like millionaire. Wanted to put on in the Caribbean for basically rich millennials. Like you can only be like the cheapest thing was like $3,500 to get down there. So they have all these Instagram models and celebrities and Kendall Jenner and all these people saying like, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be lavish. And here are the artists, Blink-182, all these people. And then they show up and it looks like a third world country. They got just tents. Some of their sandwiches was like a piece of cheese and a piece of
lettuce. The workers' meal. That wasn't the guest meal. That was cleared up on social media.
So what did you hear since you are tapped into the music community and you've put on festivals?
They didn't hire the right people to execute the festival. They tried to do it with a bunch of rich boys that thought they knew what they were doing, and then they got overwhelmed and then ran out of time, and it was what it was. That's it?
That's it. That's all you got?
Yeah.
That's all you got on that?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You got to have more than that. What are your thoughts about these artists that...
The artists got taken care of. Not one artist really complained.
Well, I heard some artists, like, leading up to it, weren't paid yet according to their contract, they had to be paid before the event, and they weren't paid yet. And so,
you talk about deposits and stuff. It's because they tried to wire the money from where they were, as opposed to doing it in the States. From what I understand, everything's taken care of. They're just not going to do it again.
Well, no, the guy said that he's going to do it next year for free in and he would like to do it in Miami, but in some beach town in the United States, and it'll
West
be free
Palm,
for everyone.
Baby.
Yeah, Panama City. And then the crazy thing is they asked everybody not to bring cash. This would be the cashless festival, and they had electronic bracelets that you'd upload your money, and that's how you would pay. So when people showed up there, like, they didn't have any money to take a cab to get into town and go stay at a hotel or fly back out. So they had, their transportation that this festival had was school buses.
Mm-hmm.
School buses, dude.
So,
like, I really... Okay, here's my question to you, though. Do you feel sorry for the people that pay that money to go there?
No.
I don't either. It's like, dude, if you got that much money...
Just go to Coachella.
Exactly. Go to something that you know is proven. If you've got that much money and you fly down there, as long as you aren't getting, like, robbed or beat or murdered.
Raped.
Or that. Dude, you said that a little creepy.
Rapers.
I don't feel bad for those people.
Nah, fuck
them. Just
em.
Rich, spoiled people.
Yeah.
I can't imagine spending that much money to go see freaking Ja Rule. Ja Rule. If 2017, you were traveling around the world to see Ja Rule, you get what you deserve.
All right. I don't know why you're hating on Ja Rule so much.
Dude, I'm not hating on Ja Rule, but
it sounds like
freaking
you're hating
Ja
on Ja Rule.
It's like, he had like... About my baby. I mean, he had like three
You wouldn't
songs.
Say that shit if he was right here.
Nah, dude, I wouldn't. No, I would definitely not say that if he was right here. And I didn't say that I hated him. I was just saying.
Like there's a good amount of contempt in your voice for Ja Rule. I'm going to have to reach out to his people.
$3,500
to
go see Ja Rule.
And play them a copy of this, and hopefully Ja Rule comes to
see. You think Ja Rule gives a crap about me? You think Ja Rule will even give a crap about what one dude says?
He will when I tell him you call them the N-word.
It's all of America. Dude, I don't even say that word. It doesn't even come across my mindset. Disgusting.
Not you,
Ja Rule. You, Dixon. But no, seriously, man. Like, come on. Dude, it's I didn't even... Besides Blink-182, who the hell were even half these artists enough to go down there? You were going down there because you want to have this party on the beach and be able to have sweet
drink
sexual
frozen
ladies.
Frozen drinks out of coconuts.
Yeah, and they're like, in the morning you wake up and you have yoga and you can meditate and you can do this, which, don't
I can
get me
do
wrong,
that
I
my
love
house,
that stuff.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. I love that stuff. But, I mean, dude, you're going into a place that's... Coachella's smart. You either rent a hotel or a house down there and it's in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Or you camp.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you camp, but it's like... You know, it's a walking distance.
So?
But what I'm saying is that it's in the middle of nowhere. You don't have to really worry about stuff. Even if it rains, which it very rarely does.
You got your tent.
Hence the drought. Yeah, exactly. Or you're partying on some sweet drugs with glow sticks in the rain. And you're seeing awesome artists. Kendrick Lamar or Ja Rule?
Ja Rule.
Alabama baby. No way. Now, if you said it was Ja Rule with, what was her name?
Jay-Z.
Not her name. Not Anastasia, Fantasia. What the hell's her name? She was like a huge solo artist. What the hell is her name, dude?
Britney Spears.
No. Which, by the way, she looked good.
Yeah, her
she
face
looked
looked
good,
a little
man.
A little too much Botox in the forehead.
Her cheeks are a little weird. You can tell she had some certain... But, dude, I mean, she's like 35, 36, man. Remember she shaved her head back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
She flipped out. So anybody who shaves your head and you still look good years later, props to you. Props to you. And that means you got good genes. Yep.
That's a weird thing to say out loud.
How is that a weird thing to say out loud?
If you shaved your head years ago and you look good now...
If you're a
props
female?
To you.
If you're a female?
Like, the hair ain't going to grow back? What the fuck's
you
wrong
don't know,
with
man.
You?
Look at my hair. Look at your hair. We shaved it, didn't grow back. You have anything else to say about Fyre Festival?
Not at all.
You know anybody that went? Nope. You know anybody, like, any of the acts that were, like, booked for it?
Nope. I live in my cave now.
Yeah, and your cave is just awesome today. B-side, choice card of the week, what is it for you?
Strawberry Wave Gatorade. Unfortunately, I only got to have one.
Dude, you said it sucked. It wasn't a fan. I said I was going to go buy you some.
Here's
and
the thing.
You said Arizona tea.
It's not gross bad. It's just not Gatorade-y. You know what I mean? Like it tastes like vitamin water. It doesn't taste like Gatorade.
Yeah, it did. It did have a vitamin. That's a great analogy. It definitely.
Because when I have Gatorade, like you want sort of that.
I feel the electrolytes going down.
Well, no, it has a completely different mouthfeel. It's a little more viscous.
What's viscous mean?
I don't know. Look it up on the internet. It's not as like smooth and watery. It's got almost like a texture or an after.
Yeah, it has like an aftertaste yeah. that Gatorade does. This one definitely was just
washed away.
Yeah, it was very watery too. Yeah. A little watered down. It didn't have a strong.
I'm glad you didn't like it.
Taste wise. No. But I didn't. I wasn't the only one who drank it. But anyway, it
you
was,
were the one that took it.
Absolutely.
Margo in a million years would have never helped herself to it. She would have done the right thing and gone to the water cooler and just drank water. You guys are mixing it with booze, right?
No.
Don't lie to me.
Dude, I swear. I did the iced tea with the booze. Not that. I needed to drive home. So, no. No, like I said, other people had some. And I didn't even finish it. There was a half a container. Put it in there. And then somebody said, and I will not say the name.
It was Margo.
No, I will not say the name.
It was Margo. She admitted it.
Said, can't leave any evidence behind. And I said,
so where'd you throw the bottle away?
I took it home.
Of course you did.
I drank it on the way home, and then I took it home.
That makes you the shadiest motherfucker.
How does that make me shady? I admitted it. If a shady person would have done this.
Here's the thing.
If you, wait,
how
wait,
many,
wait,
people,
wait,
how
wait,
many
wait.
People do you know that keep beverages in the refrigerator? Very few, right?
A bunch of people, actually.
No, not.
And I've had my seltzer water taken, and nobody's fessed up to it. I fessed up to it, and you didn't even call me out on it. You say, Jay, did you take it? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I did.
You were one of the last people. I thought you had, like, respect for other
people. Normally, I do. Normally, I do, but I was extremely thirsty, and I didn't have. How many times do I drink this stuff that I have?
All the time.
The sparkling one. And there was nothing. And I put in money into the damn machine.
But there's a 5-gallon water cooler right there.
Not water. That's all I drink is water, man. I needed something that was like juicy, had like a flavor to it. And on top of that, so I admitted it right off the bat. So I'm not a bad guy. A bad guy would have been like, if I was shady or bad, I would have been, oh, really? Somebody did? And then you would have found out, yeah, Jay had the Gatorade, and then you call me out on it. I didn't. Jesus, somebody drank my Gatorade. Yeah, that was me. Sorry. I'll get you a new one.
Thief.
Dude, I love you. But I will say this. If I knew it was yours in the beginning, definitely would have taken it. And I just would have texted you that night and been like, hey, where did you buy this so I can go get it for you? Because I love you, dude, and I know that I already owe you a bunch of tasty beverages, so I wouldn't have cared. I was worried it was like somebody from the morning show and they needed it to get him through the morning show.
What would have happened if you found out like Ted was diabetic and you took his like one thing that would have gotten
really
through
bad,
the morning?
Man.
And what if Ted died?
Really...
What if Ted died?
All because I drank a Gatorade?
Yeah.
It would have sucked. It would have been a horrible way to wake up on a Friday that a person died because I drank their strawberry watermelon Gatorade.
How would you feel if Ted Long died because of you?
I would. You know what I would have done?
You'd have gotten lynched by a bunch of old ladies.
Yep. And I would have still, I would have showed up at the funeral, calling hours, with the Gatorade that I took and said, like, here, I'm replacing it.
Handed
it
to
sorry.
His wife.
Yep. Or I would have put it down in the casket. And been like, this is one for you. And I would have opened it up, poured a little out, said, this is for my homie. Sealed it up
You're
and given it to
his family. You're a sick son of a bitch.
That's what I've done. But
Ted Long is a legend.
I still replaced his
a legend.
Gatorade. Somebody died. So what's your B-side?
Strawberry Wave Gatorade.
You didn't even like it, dude. You got to give something that you like, especially if it's a drink. You hold your drink and your food up to a whole other level where people actually text or...
Well, Arizona does have this new green tea that has cucumber and citrus in it that's pretty goddamn good.
Oh, yeah. Tim was talking about that. He said it was delicious.
It's very good. It's nice and dry, thirst-quenching, refreshing.
What's it called?
It is the Arizona Big Can with cucumber, green tea, and citrus.
Yummy. My B-side choice card of the week is this 8-part docuseries on CNN. And I think that you would dig it.
Probably not.
Soundtracks. Songs that define history. Over the last couple of years, CNN's been crushing it with their docuseries. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Definitely.
Those are old, dude. Those are from like last year.
Yeah, I said they recently they've been crushing it with it. So you can stream these on Netflix. Tom Hanks and his team produced them really, really good. So this soundtracks, it's a look at like the significant historical moments in time that music helped define them. So it'll explore music tied to iconic moments. Every episode will cover a tragedy, a triumph, or the start of a movement, and the music that can define it. So some of them are Martin Luther King's assassination, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, Kent State and Vietnam War. That's this week's, the moon landing.
You know they faked that shit, right?
You really think that?
Yeah.
They did not fake the moon landing,
dude. They sure did.
No way.
Oh, yeah. There's photographic evidence.
Yeah? Really? Really? Why do you say that?
What's that? You never listen to Coast to Coast on AM radio?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. That's where I learned it from.
But did he say it, or he said that that's a theory?
Oh, it happened, dude. It happened. It's damn true.
It's damn true. Oh, okay. We got the Kurt Angle stamp on here. That means it's real. You really think that that's all fake?
Yeah.
You don't think that...
The moon doesn't exist, bro.
The moon doesn't exist.
No. It's a figment of your imagination.
Well, then everybody should watch, including Dixon, Bill Nye, the science guy's new show on Netflix, which is pretty cool.
I don't like him.
I was never a fan of his, but in today's world where everything science is being taken from us by the government, I feel like he's kind of important. And for somebody...
He's going to disappear soon. You know that, right?
I think they are going to take him out, man. They have to, right?
Him and that black guy with the suns on his vest?
Neil Tyson.
Degrassi?
Degrassi, yeah. He's getting...
Do you think he went to Degrassi Junior High, or did they name it after him?
That's a great show, though, by the way. I used to watch that all the time. You know, it's still on.
Yeah.
Like, new series.
Nothing ever goes away in Canada, bro.
I know, man. It's just nonstop. That's like 30 years now that show has been on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Every time I hear that his name, I always think of that show, though. Yeah, he's going to be off, man. Did you hear that what's-his-face? God, dude.
Jeff O'Reilly?
Who's that?
That dude you talked about last time.
Who started his own podcast? Bill O'Reilly. No, the smartest guy in the world. He has to talk. No, he has to talk through the keyboard. He's in the wheelchair. There's a movie on him.
Mark Zuckerberg?
No, the greatest. The biggest science guy in the world, man. He's been around. Like, he has the health condition where he's in the wheelchair. And he can't talk, so he uses the computer.
Oh, yeah. I remember who you're talking
about. He said within 100 years that this planet will be inhabitable, that we have to find existence on other planets.
That's why I dug a bomb shelter.
Well, what's a bomb shelter going to do if the world
is... I could live down there. I store food. I store water.
But if the world you can't live on, your bomb shelter, you can't...
It's hermetically
sealed.
Eventually
you run out. You have enough for
my wife and I for 40 years.
Well, do you guys think you'll be alive in 100 years?
Probably not. Better to be safe than sorry.
You don't have a bomb shelter. Where you live, that bomb shelter will be flooded. You got a water pump down there, too?
Of course. $34.95.
Just kill some turkeys, man. There's your dinner. You can harvest down there.
Yo, turkey so jerky. Let's really fight some fucking turkeys.
I really want to put that on. By the way, so check this out. It's on Thursday night. Soundtrack songs that define history. It's really good. I thought, Dixon, you would have something that you'd like to say about this. Just because music defining certain moments in history and stuff.
Yeah. I'm more about like music connecting to things for me, not big national dumb stuff. You know what I mean? Like, everybody connects, like, Fortunate Son by Creedence to the Vietnam War, and it's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
I like to learn about...
What song has anything to do with the fucking fake moon landing? You know what I mean? Like...
Well, you don't know. That's what you gotta watch. Maybe there is a song that's about the fake moon landing, about the conspiracies of the government.
See, you just admitted that it's fake. Why
I said
you...
maybe there is a song that is about that. I didn't say that it's real, but the person who made the song might think that it is. I disagree, but what the hell do I know, man? I've only
exactly.
I only know what they've taught me in my history books, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christopher Columbus is a god. He didn't do anything.
He's just
wrong.
A dude.
He didn't do anything.
Created
wrong.
The genocide of the Native Americans.
Yeah, but you didn't learn that. That's what I'm saying. You don't learn.
You're talking circles, man.
No, I'm saying I only learn what they teach me in the history books, which is Christopher Columbus is a
But now
great
there's
guy.
This newfangled thing called the internet where you can go get the real information, and exactly. instead you're just letting people force feed you songs from their feeling about an event in America.
That is not true, because the internet had just as much false shit on it then.
Dude, if it's on the internet, it's true. Do you know what the most reliable source of information in the world
Facebook.
Is?
Facebook.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.com. You have a Wikipedia page?
No.
You don't?
No.
I'm so creating one for you today.
And then I'll stab you in the dick.
Why would you stab me in the dick, dude? Out of all places,
because you don't know anything about me.
Exactly. That's a part of Wikipedia. Like, you just come up with stuff. And I do know stuff. I'll interview the people you work with, your family, your friends.
I don't
friends.
Have any family, and you
That's
don't know
true.
Any of my friends.
That's not true. I do know your friends.
Name one.
Scott.
Who?
I don't know his last name. He's on Facebook. He's the one who said he'd beat me up if I took your Gatorade that he dropped off for you on Friday.
Oh, that's Donnie.
Donnie.
Big shout out to Donnie Farrington of the band What About Bob.
Yep.
He when you stole my Gatorade and I made a post about it on the Facebook, he came through with four Gatorades. That's a real friend.
That is a good friend right there. That is a tasty friend. And Cheesehead. Cheeseburger?
Oh, Jay Cheeseman?
Cheeseman. Love Cheeseman. Cheeseman.
Yeah, you two'd get along great.
Dude, he's awesome. You don't like Cheeseman?
No comment.
What? It's a dude who comment.
I really don't even know the dude in real life. Like, we've been internet bros for a while, and then he got himself banned from the Sammies for threatening to burn down the lady who runs the Sammies' house in a rap song.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, he raps too?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Dang, like this. White dude?
Yeah.
Like, dang.
You two
man.
Should fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? God. Listen, on the weekends are when you're supposed to have energy and you're supposed to be peppy, not telling me that I need to bang a white rapper named Cheeseburger.
Cheeseman.
Cheeseman.
It's his legal name is Cheeseman.
That's his real first legal
James name. Cheeseman.
That's his last name. Because on Facebook it says Cheeseman.
He reversed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he fancy.
God, dude, you're so aggressive today, man. So what do you want to do? You really want to fight turkeys?
Yeah, I'm totally down, dude.
No, but we can't. How are you going to get turkeys? I want wild turkeys. I don't want these turkeys that are on the farms. You got to go out into the woods,
dude,
find the eight
turkeys.
There
are 11 turkeys that are in a pack that my mother-in-law and my wife feed.
Okay, so those turkeys, you have to take out 11 of them.
All right. I'm down.
You seriously will do this?
Yeah.
But you're going to kill them, and I don't want...
Just one. I'll just kill one. You snap one's neck, and then you use it as like a cat of nine tails to beat the shit out of the other 10 turkeys. But once you kill the first turkey, there's going to be at least 3 turkeys that are pussies that run away. Because like, oh, God, gobbler number 3 got his neck broken by the crazy guy.
So that's 6. So that leaves you fighting 6 turkeys.
That's fine, man.
It just so you kill... either their brother, their lover, their parent, and want to annihilate you.
They can try, man.
They're gonna go right for that taint, man.
They can try.
They're gonna,
dude. All you gotta do is like kick them really hard. Like, I've taken Thai kickboxing for years. If I can kick a dude, I can definitely make a turkey regret coming near me.
Yeah, but the other turkeys, they swarm around you, man.
They're not team players, bro. Yeah,
they are.
They fight it's amongst like, each other for the food that my wife throws out in the yard. So there's.
But when one attacks, they go
scatter.
After them.
They scatter. When have you ever seen turkeys, bitch?
Dude, first of all, bitch, I see turkeys a whole bunch.
When?
I did grow Name up once. In central New York, and I do have family in the North Country and family in... that live on farms and out in, like, are hunters. I've seen tons of turkeys.
Wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys.
What do they look like?
I've seen them on the side of the road, too. I've actually hit a turkey vulture with my car.
And we're not talking turkey vultures. We're talking actual turkeys.
Turkeys. They're big. They're big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're mean, and they're always in groups. And if they feel threatened, they will attack.
They can give it a shot, man. Now, I'm a bad motherfucker.
So, if there was a way that I knew that you couldn't kill them, I totally
Why would you want to protect them? It's free food. If I kill 6 out of the 10 turkeys, your family will be getting one of those turkeys.
Because I'm not a hunter, man. I don't like to kill animals just to kill them. We're doing it out of sport. You're not doing it because of necessity for food. You're doing it to prove a point.
Why the fuck do I have 2 separate freezers and the one that's on top of my refrigerator then? I like to store meat.
You do realize that if you beat the turkeys up, then it's going to be you versus 3 swans.
That's fine.
And then it's going to be three
eventually it'll
Canadian
come down to
feet.
Me and you.
That's fine. By that time, you'll be so beat up.
I'll tie box
by
your
the
head
birds.
Off.
Dude, you don't even know, man. I do DDP yoga, bro.
Yeah.
I will.
Does that mean you get to? You're just gonna get down on all fours and just be like, "Oh, deep doggy me, bro."
Yeah,
it's dude. The DDP deep doggy, bro.
I did Billy Blank's Taibo, man. I would Taibo your ass up and down.
Let's have a charity boxing
two,
match for
three, four,
for like June or something. Next time you're back, we'll both wear headgear so I don't break your pretty face, and we'll just Thai box for charity.
I've never Thai boxed. I Thai bow.
All right. Well, I
okay. There's a difference. I Thai bow, not Thai box. Okay?
Just add next to it, bitch.
Yeah. Well, is it? Yes. Box means you're actually going against something. Bow means you're going against the air for exercise purposes. But I would crush you, man. What are you talking about?
You can think.
Hey,
about
so
it.
here's a couple things for.
Here's how it would go.
We can
knee shot. Throat shot.
You
couldn't temple.
Reach your knee up to my head, man. Little person, you got no jumping ability. You couldn't get it all up to my 6'2 head. And I would like be super tall that day too. I'd stretch myself out, do some DDP yoga, and I'd be like at least 6'2.5, 6'3.
Can I explain you something to you?
Yeah.
Once I take your knee out, you're done.
Okay, first of all, you said this was charity.
Right.
You so you're gonna tear my ACL and take my knee out?
No. I'm just gonna push kick the top of your knee so that your leg bends 90 degrees in the other direction.
Yes. Yeah, so that means
because then a man who has no stature can no longer fight.
Exactly. So you're going to take out my knee, and I will have a serious leg injury at a charity boxing match.
Yeah.
That you're a sick, sick man, dude. You're a sick man.
I'm
dude.
Very competitive is all.
You're a sick man. Listen, I get very the competitive spirit. Dude, have it be like
which knee
JBL
do you prefer?
Versus, what's his face? That other cowboy guy. When he knocks out JBL in WWE.
Oh, Bart Gunn?
Yeah, Bart Gunn.
This ain't no brawl for all, son.
Dude, that's a boxing match. This you want to be like taking out my knee and then I have to like pay out of my ass insurance bills.
No, charity,
especially
bro.
Today is what Trump's
charity.
Doing.
It's charity.
It's not charity if I have to go to the hospital after.
Yeah,
you tore
that's
my
what we're raising money for, is your broken knee and your...
Oh,
your...
That's what it is. It's a charity boxing match, and the charity is Fancy Jay's health insurance.
I think you underestimate just because I got a lot smaller that I don't know how to handle myself, son.
I did not say that. Those words did not come...
You implied it.
I did not imply that. I've said that you could beat ass. I said you couldn't get your knee to my head.
Well, if I took your knee out,
well,
I most
of course,
certainly
if you take
could
my knee
because
out,
you'd be down on
I didn't
one
know
knee.
You were going to take my knee out, dude. I didn't know that
see,
you were
going
to... See,
I'm giving you my strategy right out in front, no. too, man.
No, because then I know what you're doing. You're,
leg
you're
kick,
getting
leg
my head.
Kick, heel kick to the knee... When the knee buckles and you're on your way down, I tie clinch or tie plumb your neck and bring my right knee up and I put it right about here just so it doesn't mash your nose
mm-hmm.
because I know you like to be pretty. But I will attempt to crack your orbital socket because when that heals, it doesn't show a scar.
See,
you
couldn't
still
do
be
that.
Pretty.
You wouldn't do that to me. You love me too much. You love me too much.
In
dude.
The heat of the moment.
You can be in the heat of the moment if I was if I stole your Gatorade and then pissed in your other one and made you drink it, maybe. But not heat in the moment in a charity boxing. You love me too much. You wouldn't do that.
But
and
we're
you
raising
know my
money
family,
for charity,
and
Jay.
You know the charity is my health insurance. It's not a
right.
charity. That's not a charity. That's not a charity. Now, if you said that you're raising money for my income that can go towards the family for anything, then okay, then that's fine. But I don't think
so
anybody
I can,
would show
so
up.
I can kick your knee and mash your face.
And then I was going to get a large payday? Yeah, I would do that.
$12.
No, I would not do it for anything under 30.
$30? Done. I got 30 on me right
30
now.
30 million, dude.
Oh.
I'd probably do it for 30,000. I'd let you take out my knee and break my eye socket for 30 grand. Cash, though, man. Under the table cash, no, nothing. I probably would do that. What would be the most amount of money that somebody would have to pay you in order for you... for that to happen to you, knowing the recovery time, hospital bills, and all that?
I wouldn't. I don't have it in me to let anybody do anything. Yeah. My instinct kicks in.
I tore my. I tore my ACL.
I'll bite a motherfucker's face. MCP. I don't care.
Have you ever bit anybody before?
Yeah.
Like really?
Yeah.
Why? Did you have to, or did you just out of the just pure enjoyment?
When dumb people like try and put their fingers in your mouth in a fight.
Who puts a finger in a mouth when they're trying to fight? You just
stupid
bite their
drunk
finger
people,
up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, are they like trying to do it, or do they accidentally do it when they're trying?
I don't know, but it's happened twice, and they've regretted it both times.
Did you ever bite off a digit before?
No.
Well, you just bite hard, and then they pull it out, and then
they try and pull it out.
And then what do you? How do you bite their? Did you bite their face?
What's that? I've never bitten anybody's face. I did intentionally put a hickey on an ex-girlfriend's face, though, for being a lying, cheating whore.
How did you do that?
While she was sleeping.
Wait. So, an ex-girlfriend, was she ex at the time? Was she your current girlfriend, but you knew
she was my
lying,
current, and
whore?
I caught her out there, and then
a couple of nights later, while she was sleeping. You caught her how?
Somebody took a couple of pictures.
What?
Yeah.
So, like out in public or like in
a
sex
friend
in
of
private?
Hers wedding that somehow I was not invited to, despite the fact that we were living together for 2 years. So that's not.
So she took a date?
No, she went solo and then like made out with some random dude there, and there were pictures that I saw. So while she was sleeping, I left probably a 4-inch hickey right under her eye on her left cheek.
How did she not wake up during that?
I don't know.
So you just start. You just she's laying in her bed.
Yeah.
In your bed. And you lean over her head and you start sucking her eye socket, like
no,
below
just,
her eye.
Yeah, just like the,
right
the
there.
Fat part of the cheek next
yeah.
to your nose, yeah.
And then, you just start sucking it and sucking it, and she's
and
not
she
waking
up. She woke
up
like halfway through it, and she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're
and I was like,
no, baby, just lay there.
Oh, I heard you like sucking face with people like when I'm not around, so I figured we would try it while I was here.
Ooh,
and she was like, what
line.
Do you mean? And then I just flipped the lights on, and I had pictures printed, and I was like, we even now. You can move out now.
And
she moved
that?
Out like 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later?
Yeah, well, it was like one of those things where both of our names were on the lease and we had to handle that shit.
Been there before. Wait. So how long did the hickey stay for there for? For a while? Until
she moved out. It was still there. It was very faint. She was putting makeup on it and stuff, but like...
When she woke up...
It was purple.
Did you just stop?
It looked like...
Or did you like continue to do it?
I got a... Dude, I mean, it was a solid like 4-inch circle of purple. Like, it looked like somebody had punched her in the face, which was the part that I hadn't thought about.
Oh, so then they thought you did it.
Well, they thought I had.
Yeah, they yeah. thought you punched her because yeah. you find out that she cheats, and then you knock
so
her.
So I had to tell everybody the whole story.
He just sucked a hickey at her eye.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great line, though, by you. I heard you, like, sucking face with people, so I thought, why not try it? Let me suck your face.
I'm an evil bastard.
That's actually a good one. Evil bastard would be if you like freaking punched in their face or stole her Gatorade. But I mean, you just
I've only ever hit one woman in my entire life, and it was because she stabbed me.
Oh yeah, did we tell that story?
We've told that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta pee, and I'm gonna go get a second Gatorade.
All right. So,
where'd we leave off?
I don't know. We're back, but are you gonna know when to cut certain things off?
Yeah. 42 to 51.
So we left off at, we were just about to get into the wrestling, which is literally just two things. But no, I do want to say this. So tell me if you think this is wrong. So my wife went out to a Kentucky Derby party. And at this Kentucky Derby party, it was at a fancy restaurant.
Was there a bar? It said fancy restaurant?
Yes.
All right.
One of those like, you know, like a bar within the restaurant.
Yeah.
So, and this was advertised as like, decorate your own Kentucky Derby hat, make your own Kentucky Derby hat, and the winner gets $1,000. Okay. And then there's a second and third prize. So she does this insanely awesome hat, all within like an hour before the event, then, you know, is out the door. So she comes home late at night. I'm with the boys, and she's telling me what happened, and she's telling me how she got robbed from the winnings, and that the judges, there's five judges. It was three guys, two women, and they all told her, "You're our number one." But the owner of the bar, who was putting up the money for this event, comes over and says, "No. My sales rep has to be number three. Number two has to be this person because they're friends. And I told them to come. And number three, she's a silent partner, so she needs to win it. So that was that. So the thing was rigged. And I had another friend that went to it, and she said the exact same thing without even knowing the wife's side of the story. So then here's where it gets crazy. So this guy then says, hey, the owner says, you know what? No, we're actually going to hold off on the results. So they did the voting for the hat. Then they watched the Kentucky Derby. And after that was whoever did the best blowjob shot. Now, mind you, these are women that are in their late 30s all the way to their 50s, 60s, and asking them to do a blowjob shot. And whoever got the blowjob shot got extra points, which was not part of the regular rule structure. Then he says, I want to do a dirty blowjob shot. Whoever can get down and dirty. And my wife's telling me this. I'm like, where the hell were you at a strip club? Then the women that won got the cash, got a check or cash in the envelope. And if you won, you had to go up with the money in your hand and do a dance for everybody. Like a sexy sexual dance. So basically, he and his people were treating the patrons like strippers. Here's your money, now do a dance for me. One girl literally had crawled, who I guess was an employee there, who did the dirty blowjob, crawled on her knees, did the blowjob shot on the judge's lap, one of the guy's judges, and started grinding on him. Now, you have, like, super rich people at this place. Well, you know, not like Trump's rich, but you know what I mean. And they're all watching. They're all insanely disgusted with this. Now, my question to you is, if you have a contest, if you have a restaurant that is, you know, big in the community and it's got a nice reputation, are you just trying to show your power? Like, is that a power thing, or is that like, I don't respect women thing? Is that like,
it's a little from each column.
That's crazy.
We'll talk
crazy?
About this off air. We'll handle it.
Because that is a Kentucky Derby thing. It's not like, oh, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. Like, say it was just like one of those, it's everybody just gets crunked and freaking messed up. This was, it was gnarly. So weekend wrestling. I only have two things, man. Your thoughts on the Payback pay-per-view?
I didn't watch it.
Don't. It's a waste of time. Jericho won, which was kind of
weird. I watched Raw and SmackDown kind of this week.
And then, watch the Strowman Reigns fight was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I mean, for two big guys, that was actually a really good match. And then please watch House of Hardcore, whatever that thing was called.
Awful.
House of Horrors, just so we can lambaste it next week.
It was awful.
It was atrocious. And I heard the person that was behind that is Michael Hayes, Freebird himself. He's been trying to do that for like over a decade plus. That's been his... He wanted to shoot something movie style. This is what scares me about Broken Matt Hardy. Because if the E does it this way, instead of that tongue-in-cheek fun stuff, it's going to crash and burn. It's going to ruin the Hardys.
Well, they're going to do a WWE Films movie with Broken Matt Hardy. You know that, right?
Like, oh, is that real?
Yeah.
That would be kind of dope.
No.
But it's got to be, he's got to have his own
thing.
They're
going to do it in like a Sharknado sort of way is what I've heard.
Okay. And people will dig it. Because that's kind of like what he was doing in TNA at the time. This whole
Impact
thing is
Wrestling,
like,
bro. Impact Wrestling.
Well, get at the it time right. It was TNA. But yes, Impact now. But they take it way too seriously.
Have you watched Impact at all?
Not
to change the subject. But I... So it was one of those things where like...
The first week I did when Pritchard came out, the very first week.
No, this was this week, I think. It might have been last week, but like... It was last week, and it was one of those things where, like, I was just waiting for my wife to get home. She closed her salon that night, and we were just going to run quick and grab food. So I was just, like, trying to find something on the TV. There was nothing on my DVR. Like, none of my shows were on. I was like, fuck it. I'll just watch Impact for a little bit. I haven't seen it in a while. A, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like, B, how familiar are you with, like, USWA? It's very Southern, like, and I can't say that I mind it, but it definitely comes off very minor league. And now they got all these fat guys working for them, like Congo Kong and that weird little Sing guy, and like
Big Papa Pump's coming back.
I hate Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
But it's just gloriously bad, but it's bad in a way where, like, it's car wreckish where you can't look away.
But let's, for the record, they're not going for that.
No.
They're not going for it.
This is just like, in my opinion, I'd be shocked if it lasts three more months.
There's so much backing behind it that the only way it's going to survive or even grow is that the two pay-per-views that they have scheduled,
they're going to bomb.
If they can get buy rates. If they have rates, then maybe you could see
I'm predicting that these two pay-per-views are going to be the worst received pay-per-views in the history of professional wrestling on pay-per-view.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even more than when TNA was actually on pay-per-view and they were doing those crap ones over the last...
Yeah, like, because at least then you had names on the cards that people knew. That's true.
Well, and then what's-his-face? Like, I think the week they used to, El Patron, he was suspended.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally all you got right now is Matt Morgan and Alberto.
And Jack Dude.
Steiner?
No, well, him now, but freaking black guy.
Oh, Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, Lashley.
But Lashley was never really a top-tier guy in the E!, I mean, he's probably got more of a name because of Bellator than he does from...
Well, he's been their champ. He was their champ for like a year.
I don't think it matters. Recently. I think it's the biggest televised shindy in the country. Shindy being short for shitty indie.
It's weird when you have more names in segment producers and in the background and as managers or who's running it. Rather than you do
like you got this shitty knockoff version of LAX, like
That came back too. Yeah,
the only dude that's on that roster that's any good to me is Loki.
Yeah,
I love Loki.
Yeah, he's good, but the problem is, how old is he now?
He's got to be pushing 40.
I was gonna say he's up there. He's been around. He was in WCW, wasn't he?
No,
I thought he was towards the end. In there, he was never in the X Division.
X Division, that's TNA.
Or not X Division, Cruiserweight?
He debuted in TNA and then went to WWE and did that season of Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And then left there and then went back to TNA.
I think the problem is how it's going to be run. It really is what it comes down to.
Anything that Jeff Jarrett puts his hands on immediately turns to shit. Like, he is the opposite of King Midas.
So you don't think that they could get... That, yes. Well, there's a track record for that. I don't know. He's like the classic keeps failing upwards. You don't think that there's a way that they could get the in-ring performing performers style as like an ROH in its heyday, not ROH now? No. Why do you think – so then what – why was ROH able to succeed, say, Tyler Black through all the way up until about a year ago?
Because it was – the in-ring product, and that's what TNA is lacking. I mean, you've got they're going to this character-based thing where there's no real work rate.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is they're trying to do what I always liked about ROH is that it didn't try to be WWE Junior.
Yeah, it was storyline. It tried to be New Japan Junior, which works because there's a lack of that in the States,
and hence their partnership and trading performers. But yeah. TNA, I did actually watch another week of it with the LAX version or the part two of it. But yeah, man, it's hard for me to get behind the product and waste. There's already so much freaking wrestling to watch. I don't want to waste another hour to 2 hours of my life on something that I, A, don't think it will succeed, and B, brings me zero enjoyment. The only reason I'd watch that is so I could talk to another wrestling person about it, but... It's like...
Well, you would masturbate to Congo Kong's titties, too.
That's your girl, man. It's a dude. You love her.
It's a dude. I'm talking about a dude. I'm not talking about Awesome Kong.
Oh, Congo Kong? I don't know who that dude is.
You'd love his big brown titties.
You've been wanting the big fat dudes to come in. You said it's been lacking.
Yeah, but I'm talking athletic guys, not sloppy fat guys. That was...
It's club soda.
Fancy J, not me, by the way.
A Dasani Sparkling Meyer Lemon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. It's the first time I've ever had one. And I had the berry one earlier.
Meh.
Yeah, the berry's not
right. Don't do the berry very well.
Nah, it's not very berry-ish. The other thing was I wanted to get your take on Sean Waltman, a.k.a. X-Pac's arrest. So TMZ had obtained the police report and revealed Waltman got stopped because he was on Customs and Border Patrol's watch list for narcotics. This is probably due to because of his previous drug-related arrests. So drug-sniffing dogs helped police locate a large quantity of drugs, including three cannabis chocolate bars, two THC liquid cigarettes, 38 methamphetamine capsules. He also had over $700 cash on him, and Xbox said it was because... This is what he said. He said it was because of yeast infections. I'm just going to let that sit there.
They can't really get you for $700 in cash. Well, I mean, I've got $700 in cash in my pocket right now.
Well, they said the reason why is because when you travel overseas, you need and have a large amount of quantity of cash. It's able to do the drug deals if you have no cash on you.
$700 isn't a lot of money, man.
They popped him. I mean, well, listen, dude, 38 meth capsules.
I'm all for him getting busted for the drugs, but in today's day and age, $700 is not an uncommon sum of money to have on your person. I'm sorry.
No. Oh no, well, especially if you're going overseas, yeah. And you don't want to use a bank card. Absolutely, I agree with you on that.
That's the only thing in this whole thing that I call bullshit on.
Well, the only thing I call bullshit on is like a yeast infection.
No, I mean, he's a scumbag, dude. Like,
what the hell is that? First of all, dudes get yeast infections?
Mm-hmm.
And meth capsules help you? I don't even care about the weed bars and the THC. Who gives a crap about that stuff?
I had a pretty bad yeast infection my senior year of high school between my big toe and my second toe.
So it's like athlete's foot?
No, it's completely different than athlete's foot. It's less of a skin thing. It's more of like you get like these blistery sort of things. And I didn't realize that, like, you know, you're fucking 16, 17 years old. You don't know better than to, you know, like wash your shower shoes. Like, you say, I'm wearing shower shoes. Like, I'm not going to get athlete's foot. But then you realize, like, you know, you let your boy borrow them to go take a shower. And then, you know
or
what I mean?
Your
like,
boy rubbed his taint on it to get you back for taking the Gatorade.
You do a little bump on your lip right there.
Uh-huh. Nice try there. And as I actually touched my lip. Asshole.
Did you have your hand on your mouse earlier?
I did.
Yeah, so now you just touched your face after you touched the mouse.
No, but I washed my hands multiple times.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm good.
Anyway, listen, dude, you're missing out. You're missing out on one of the biggest stories in wrestling this week. Charlotte Flair's nudes.
Oh, yeah, I totally missed out on that.
Yeah.
I totally saw it. But I totally, I didn't put that in there. Your thoughts? You're a big Charlotte Flair fan.
No, I'm not.
She thought she was the hottest.
She has a very long vagina.
I didn't see this vagina picture. I only saw the three topless.
Oh, no. There was one that floated out there of her, like, bent over with her tied balloon knot sticking out and her very weird and long vagina.
What?
It's like 7 inches long.
Dude, why you gotta be so critical, man?
What?
Like, I don't know. I just feel like we're degrading. Like, it wasn't like, listen. You could say that if she was in Playboy or she put him out there. I just hate commenting on...
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, oh, she's got this disgusting hatchet wound. I'm just saying her vagina's very long.
Well, that's true. The way you said it, I took it as, like, a negative, but a long vagina could be a good thing.
I don't think so, but...
why not?
Why would you want to have a long vagina?
Who? I mean, it doesn't... The vagina could be long, but the actual... The hole can be.
It's not a hole, it's an orifice.
The orifice could be towards the top.
Yeah. I don't know. You're just a weird guy. Like, I mean, I know you're into like insanely large clitorises, but this is a completely different thing.
I just don't like judging people who have been hacked.
You like a girl with a big fat clit, don't you? Because it's only one step away from a dude with a tiny little penis.
Jesus, man. Where does your mind go to? My God. I'm here trying to protect this poor woman who was hacked, and you go in for me liking big clits. Because I like little penises.
You just said it.
You are a sick, sick man. I like all clits. I mean, I really don't. I mean, the only clit I don't like is the one I can't find. So I have no problem. If it's big, little, medium, points out, buried, I don't care. You know? It's, who am I to judge? That's like saying a woman commenting on our testicles. Like, we can't do anything about that.
Sure you can.
No, you can do stuff about how, you know, the lips look and how tight you are and all that. Just like guys can figure out how to groom their nether region. But I can't decide how my balls look.
Yeah, you can.
How?
You just get a little Botox, tighten them up.
That's illegal.
What?
You can't do Botox in your balls.
Why?
Because it's not...
that's one of the body parts that you're not allowed to do it to.
How do you know? Have you tried?
Have I tried? No, if I tried,
you
then,
tried to go get your nuts Botox,
no,
and you
man.
Found out it was illegal.
Because Botox is a little organism, and because there's too many veins down there. Botox, you have to do it in places where there's not a lot of veins because it's skin.
There's no veins in your nuts, bro.
What are you talking about? Yeah, it is. It's the whole sac is filled with veins, and the veins connect the testicles in your sac. That's how
you
it
got
is.
Weird testicles. Then
no, it's like something vernacular vein system. It's what are you talking? It is biology, homie. That's what it is. You think your sac just has two balls in it and that's it?
Mine's got three.
Do you like that chick in Total Recall that has the three tits?
No, I have three balls.
You don't
There's
have three
a difference
balls,
between
dude.
No, I literally do. You want to see them?
Yeah, whip it out right now. He's really going. I'll tell you if he really does it. And he sits back down, dude.
It's because your face turned bright,
I would
right?
Call
and your
you,
mouth opened.
No, my mouth opened because I was about to inhale the microphone. But you don't have three balls. Be a lot cooler if you did, though. So then that means if you have three balls, then that means that's an extra striking place for the turkeys to get you. You got one ball more that they could take you out in. Bam, three turkeys, three balls.
That means I can shoot 12 ropes instead of eight.
Oh, you're disgusting. Anything about your boy X-Pac? I know you're a big fan of his.
I've never been a fan of his. He came to, he worked X-Fest 2015 for us, and he was all lit up that day, you could tell. Like, he slept in his fucking weird car after the show for a while and then tried to drive through a cornfield.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
We had it at the firehouse out in Pennellville.
He tried to drive through a cornfield at Pennellville?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What stopped him? The corn?
I did.
You did? How'd you stop him?
I tried to smash out his side window because, like,
what?
I, yeah.
Or did he get all, like, angry about it?
No, he was like, oh, dude, thank you so much. This is a rental.
So where did you do with him after that?
We guided him out and onto the roadways.
You still had him drive?
I don't give a shit.
Oh, God, dude. Wait, so you guided him out and then you just let him go down?
Yeah.
What was he doing there, wrestling?
Yeah, we had it was where rock meets wrestling.
Oh.
Tommy Dreamer was on that show, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Who else was on there?
Me.
I got the t-shirt from that. Head of security?
No, I managed Dick Justice that day in a match against Ben Hameen, and that was the day that I smashed Ben Hameen in the head with a chair. He still has
that's
a scar
guys,
from it.
That's why you guys hate each other. Wait, so who did Pac wrestle? Homeboy?
No, he wrestled Sean Carr, who was in the Ring of Honor Top Prospect Series this year. He hails from Binghamton, New York.
Yeah, you were talking about him.
Yeah.
Who did the other guy wrestle?
Dreamer wrestled the captain, Nick Ando, and lost the 2CW World Heavyweight title back to the captain.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the captain now?
Rochester.
He never got signed with anybody bigger?
No.
No?
No, he manages a GameStop.
Can I have a follow-up question on this or no?
Sure.
Why is he managing a GameStop and not wrestling?
Because he's an indie worker.
But did he have a chance? Is
he
still
God,
wrestling?
No. Don't get me wrong. Nick, you're a fantastic human being, and I think you did a great job in 2CW, but he is, you know, 5'10", 175 pounds of regular man. Like
cruiserweight division, man.
He's just a regular. He's got dad bod, bro.
Hey. Look at Ellsworth.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
So why do you make him champ then?
Because he was over as fuck, and it's an indie, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he was over.
Yeah, he was over.
Does he still wrestle at all?
Yeah.
Just?
Very less frequently.
Yeah. What's his name again? What was his name?
Captain Nick Ando.
I can find him on YouTube for you guys?
Probably, yeah.
Nice. I'm totally going to look him up.
And you're going to lick him
up. That's
a
pretty sweet name. I like that. Dude, why has everything got to go sexual with you, you sick effer? God, I get more, you drop more sexual innuendos to me than I do to my own wife. All right.
Your wife?
My wife, in quotes, fine. My the girl on the side, too.
Mm.
Top five of the week. This one is all you. I put it down, and this is going to be all you. So I'm going to stay in the music genre. Top five summer music concerts and festivals that people should go to this summer, 2017.
Gonna start with Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, August 1st, Paper Mill Island. Gonna follow that up with...
But he's touring all around.
He's touring the country. It's his Vampires on Broadway tour. Kings of Leon with Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. One of the hottest tickets of summer, plain and simple.
That show's going to be so awesome.
If you get a chance to go see Minus the Bear this summer, I it doesn't matter if they're on a festival, if they're doing a club show. Their new record is absolute fire, and they are a band that you do not want to miss. And if you do have interest in seeing Minus the Bear, get your tickets early because every place they play sells out.
Minus the Bear?
Yeah.
What kind of music are they?
Never Indie. Heard
of them. Indie?
They've been around for a while. Biffy Clyro, but I think that's going to be closer to late summer, early fall because they're doing a lot of the big festivals in Europe this summer. But their new album, Ellipsis, is one of my favorites. This is their ninth album. And Biffy Clyro, just such an amazing Please live act. B-I-F-F-Y space C-L-Y-R-O. You won't like it. It's actually it's music for dudes. And then there's this new Canadian artist that I discovered about a month ago that I've absolutely head over heels in love with. His name is Billy Raffool. He's got a single out called Driver, and I'm pretty sure that his tour probably isn't going to happen until late summer, early fall as well.
What about some of the festivals?
I don't care about festivals. I really like. I'm just too old for them. If I was going to go to a festival,
if you were gonna go, not you,
I would go to Firefly.
Firefly. Only the because one in Delaware, right?
Delaware, yeah. Only because they have a tendency to make sure that they're not overlapping fan bases on the multi-stage days. So, like, a lot of times, like, you're going to go to, like, Rock on the Range, and there's going to be at least one time over your weekend where two or three bands that you want to see are playing at the exact same time. Where with Firefly, they take the care to go, oh, okay, cool, I have Minus the Bear on this stage, so Explosions in the Sky should probably not play Versus because it's the same crowd.
One of my favorite groups.
What, Explosions in the Sky, for real?
Yep.
Did you go see them at the Westcott Theater?
No.
Oh, well, you missed out.
I didn't even know that they were there. I have the records. Yeah, Friday Night Lights is how I got exposed to them. They're freaking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, Austin, right? Mm-hmm. Or Texas, I don't know.
Well, just outside of Austin.
Austin, yeah. Have you ever seen them live?
Yeah.
Saw them at Westcott?
Yeah.
Were they amazing?
They were pretty great. Damn. Black Throat Wind opened. It was killer.
Was it sold out?
Oh, yeah, it sold out in like a day.
Damn. They don't tour that much.
They don't, and for good reason.
Why? Because it's just all instrumental
it's,
and stuff.
It's so really it's hard to make that music on a nightly basis for long periods of time without getting burnt out on it.
Yeah, that's true. Who do you hate this week?
Panhandlers. And not like panhandlers that need the money. So every day I drive into work, I get off 81 at the Salina Street exit, and there's always a different panhandler there. So, you know, it's pretty rare that there's, like, traffic there, but the one day there was traffic there, there was this lady, and she had on these pretty killer Gucci sunglasses. I wear women's sunglasses. It's a weird thing to say, but it's true. I just prefer them. They've got bigger lenses, and they tend to be a little darker, which I
prefer.
Those
are women sunglasses that you wear?
These are women's sunglasses, dude. So I noticed that she's got, like, these hot Gucci sunglasses that I've been looking for because they're a couple of seasons old, and they're going for, like, $120 on eBay, and I'm not spending $120 on a pair of sunglasses. So it was one of those warmer days, and I pull over, and I roll the window down, and I was like, hey. And she comes running over, and she's like, what do you got for me? And I was like, I'll give you $20 for those sunglasses. And she literally goes, fuck you, these are Gucci. And I was like, right. Then why are you out here panhandling when you got a $120 pair of sunglasses on your face?
What'd she say?
And she just froze. And I was like, bitch, I know my sunglasses. And I just took off. But those are the kind of people that are out there begging for your money. They got better shoes on than you do that have their like Jaguar or Mercedes parked around the corner playing on your emotions. Like, this has happened a lot in the area, especially here in Syracuse. So just watch who you're giving your money to. What I tend to do is I assess from like 15 feet, right? Like, oh, that dude's got Tim's on, or that dude's got like new Nike Airs on. And those are the guys that I just throw my door open as I pass them by and just get them with the door.
It's always the shoes, man. Yeah. You always look at the shoes. I told you that. Didn't I tell you the story of when the wife, somebody was always begging for money in New York City? I thought I told that story. Well, anyways, she would always walk by the same guy. He begged for money every single day, and she'd always feel bad, so she gave him money. So one night, she was out at the club with her girlfriends, and she walks in, and he's there in, like, a full-on, like, $1,500 suit. He's buying drinks for people and all that, and she went up there and just got in his face and started yelling at him, like, don't you ever come into that corner again. And she goes, I never saw him ever again. But so there are a lot of people out there. What I tend to do with panhandlers is food. I'll go and buy food because they always say, oh, I'm hungry, or this. I'll buy them food, or I'll give them clothes rather than the actual
money.
You should give him that terrible red jacket you wore the other night.
Dude, that jacket was pimp, man. I got so much love on that jacket. You're the last one there, female sunglasses boy, to be talking to me about how to be fancy.
I'm not saying fancy. I'm just saying, like, if I saw you at that event in that red jacket, I'd walk up to you and ask you where I was sitting.
CJ.
Excuse me, sir. Usher, snap to it.
First of all, we weren't in a theater, so that couldn't have happened. And second of all, when you look at me,
you do realize
I'm
not the only one that's made fun of that jacket. Like, literally,
who's the other one?
Everybody has.
Everybody.
Everybody.
You can't name me another person other than
Tim Forbes.
Tim.
Luke Centaur.
Who both came up to me?
Jennifer Middlemore.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and first of all, that's why are you giving out their first and last names, dude? Jesus. You're dropping stuff.
Chuck Infantino.
I'm going to let that go just because I don't want to get them in trouble.
Westbrook Shortell.
That's completely BS because they all came up to me and said how fly I look. And I didn't even, it's not like I'm like, hey, do I look good?
They all said it like grinning through like gripped teeth because they were laughing at you on the inside.
Let them have their own style of fashion. And I'll be the Westbrook of my crew.
I'll be honest with you. Most of the time when you dress up, it kind of looks like you're trying to bring back 2003.
Oh, gosh. You have... What are you wearing right now there? John Cena jorts right now. Dude.
They're not jorts. They're cutoffs. And in the circles that I run in, it's a regular thing.
Okay. In the circles I run in...
With your wife and two kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yo, I'm bringing back 04,
dude,
bitch.
I got the... Yo, even my man Cheese Man said fly jacket.
No, he was talking about your zoot suit in the picture with the cigar where you look like you're balding.
Even better. I know, man. That light reflection on my bald head, you fucker. That's all because of you, dude. And stupid David. What's his name, that Arizona running back? No, it was freaking Ty Gurley. Todd Gurley, that effer. That's how you beat me. Anyway, you know what? My fashion... is all 100% from people who know fashion. I don't pick it out myself. I don't know how to dress myself. I will not be a poser. So if you pick on my fashion, you say I suck, then you're picking on people who dress famous people and the wife.
So mainly your wife?
No. Mainly it's actually both. Wife. Well, mainly. I mean, yeah, it's not like I'm hanging out with, you know, Gucci all the time. It's, or Tom Ford. I mean, I only hang out with them a couple weekends out of the year.
When you're fetching their coffee and they give you fashion tips and for a tip.
I get suits designed for me and stuff. Yep. That's how I roll. And you know what? The funny thing is you always pick on the suits that are the non-traditional ones. And they're not even suits. They're jacket. It wasn't like I was wearing an all red. It was just a red jacket with black pants. Man, it was pimp.
You look like a fucking usher from the On Center in 1978.
Well, then the On Center in 1978 was looking pimp.
No.
See, you've got to get outside of this whole, like, Central New York thing, man. Like, you've got to get out and expand. You don't do it anymore. Like, you got to get out. Like, there's certain styles out there that pop, especially when you have my sweet olive skin. You know, it just allows certain colors to work.
See, what the issue is you are almost 40 and hang out with other 40-year-olds, and I am 40 and hang out with people in their 20s.
I don't hang out with any 40-year-olds.
Really?
Yeah.
How old's your wife?
She's in her 40s.
All right,
I'm saying outside of that.
I don't ever see you out with anybody. It's always just you and the wife, you and the wife.
What are you talking about? We hung out Friday night, and I wasn't with her. And I was hanging out with nothing but 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds.
Well,
the entire night.
You kind of glommed on. It wasn't like you should
have. I glommed on. You were such a You were such a dick to me, dude. Such a dick. And then you laugh about it. And people don't understand. This is not Dixon's character. This is who he really is.
Yeah. That's me.
BS question of the week. Can a man be addicted to sex? Is sex addiction real?
Yes.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
It's true. You can get addicted to anything, dude. Like, I'm addicted to water right now. It's a ridiculous statement to make. You can get addicted to anything.
Is it the same compulsive addiction as drugs or alcohol?
Yes, because it affects the same endorphin release centers in your brain.
It's interesting. I have some stuff here for you. So there are two things. Some believe that sex can affect the brain in ways similar to drugs and alcohol.
withdrawal, escalating risk-taking behaviors, alteration of brain structures. And others kind of see it more of it as a gambling, which is an addictive disorder that is considered a process or behavioral addiction. So some see sex addiction as a process addiction in which you hunt for sex. So it's like the thrill of it rather than the actual sex right. part of it. And they tend to be people who grew up in religious households.
Yeah.
Because it was everything was, you know, cut off from them. So here's something I thought was interesting. In any given week, there are well over 1,000 Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting in the United States. Okay, so my question is, you think sex addiction is real. So what is the difference between a dude who just loves sex and he wants tons of it and somebody who's addicted to sex?
Quality control. The dude that just wants to have sex all the time will just have sex with fuck buddies or friends with benefits, whatever else, where the addicted guy will have sex with anybody. You know what I mean? Prostitutes, fat women, amputees, midgets, animals, dudes that look like you.
Wow, thanks for that compliment.
I got to go let the band in upstairs. I'll be right back.
All right.
Did they?
Yeah, there's nobody there. All right, so sex addiction, what's up? How you doing?
So I think, I don't know, man.
So are you addicted to sex, Jay?
Yes, I am. But you did bring up a good point that I never thought of, that sex addiction is that you'll pay for it. Like you need it nonstop, yeah. Or it's like addicted to porn or whatever, rather than the actual act. But I do think the most interesting is the rush of it, is the excitement of being able to get it. And then, because a lot of it happens. So here's some of
It's the chase more so than it is the
exactly.
act.
Yeah, exactly. Because here are the reasons why they say. It's a sexual gratification as a primary coping mechanism. So that's people who need it in order to feel good about themselves. A libido discrepancy. When one partner in a couple has a higher libido than the other, then, you know, they tend to find other people that are at the same level. An erotic conflict. Someone doesn't want to admit that he's gay. Or she's gay, for example, maybe self-label himself as an addict when having sex with men or watching gay porn. Dixon, don't say anything. Avoiding responsibility for one's actions. For example, bless you. A serial cheater may feel more comfortable self-labeling as a sex addict than meaningfully exploring why he's unable to stay monogamous. I think that's the question. Why you always hear from like celebrities or famous people, you know, Anthony Weiner or David Duchovny, that are sex addicts. But then you don't hear about the...
You ever watch the show Californication?
Yeah, it's one of my... Which is really ironic that halfway through that he came out, yeah. Him and Tia Leone had a split because of that. But I guess is...
You know, there was a song written about David Duchovny called David Duchovny, Why Don't You Love Me?
No?
Yeah.
From who?
Oh, some weird indie band in the 90s. And then... I wrote a song in reference to it called Tia Leone, Why Don't You Blow Me?
Oh, Jesus.
We never recorded it, but it was pretty funny.
Well, wait, why did they do the song David?
It was an all-female band, and I think it might have been a band called That Dog, but I could be wrong with this, but they wrote a song called David Duchovny, Why Won't You Love Me? Because he was dreamy. David Duchovny's a good-looking dude.
He is, and he's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least in
interviews. He's the real-life dude.
Yeah. But do you think guys can stay monogamous?
Yeah.
Like, you think a guy can stay monogamous for the rest of his life?
I'm living proof.
So what's the difference between a guy that can stay monogamous and a guy that can't?
Willpower.
That's all it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. That's all it comes down to in anything in life. There's one thing I've learned in my 43 years.
So what happens if a guy does it one time but never does it again, but the guy that's the serial, he needs it all the time?
It's a matter of slowing your roll and... making your life work for you.
Do you think do you think you're able to stay in love with somebody but also still bang a bunch of people on the side? Not one person, a bunch of people.
Here's my thing.
Cuz I'm torn on this. Like, I think some of it's bullshit and I think it's just guys being
guys. When I was
single,
I would fuck anything that moved and make no excuses for it. And in a lot of those situations, you're looking for something that you didn't have before. You're looking for something to fill a hole, so to speak, and not in a sexual or dirty way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you meet the right person, you realize, like, that's it. That's all you need. You don't need all the other bullshit, and you stop hunting around for it because you've filled that hole.
So do you think when that, for men that end up cheating, when they think they found that, do you think it's because of issues with their relationship or it's men being men?
I think it's their inability to be honest, not only with themselves, but their partner. Even when I was a diabolical whore, like I was very open and honest with the girls I was having sex with, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, like I like to have fun. I like to party. We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
I have no intent on dating you. I have no intention of having anything other than a fun time with you. And in all honesty, I have fun times with other people as well. So this is your out. If you want out, don't catch feelings, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. And I feel if more people were open and honest in the relationships they have with other people, and this is 100% sincere, legit, then things would go a lot better for people. But I think a lot of people, just based on the American culture and its prude nature, that a lot of people are afraid to talk about and or explore their sexuality and the emotions that go along with having a physical relationship with another human being. And, you know, just being open and honest about their feelings with the person that they are attached to.
So why do... So the difference between a man that most men, when they say, you know, when they're standing up on the altar or wherever and they say, I do to their wife or husband, they are making the choice of saying, yes, this is the one person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be with anybody other, sexually at least. So do you think that when men actually break that oath, that it's an issue with the relationship, or do you think it's guy being a guy?
So you keep saying that guy being a guy. We're all human beings, and if there's no communication between the two people in that marriage, then obviously somebody's going to go awry. I think
correct,
it boils down to there being a lack of communication more than there being a lack of anything else.
But would you disagree on this, that a woman, 9 times out of 10, this is a generalization, but most women agree with this, that 9 times out of 10 when a woman is cheating or has an affair, it's something that she's getting emotionally from that rather than just straight
not
physical.
Always. I know more girls.
Not always.
I know more girls that cheat for the physicality than they do for the emotion.
But most men initially do it all because of the physical aspect of it.
Not always.
Not always, yes.
Look,
these are broad
generalizations. I've got a very good friend who has been with his wife for over 20 years. They mm-hmm. have a little family with a son and everything else, and he just, his ego needed stroking. So he went out and find a young girl to have sex with, and it was all simply because he needed to feel adored. He needed to have that rock star feeling from his 20s.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the sex. It was just somebody that wanted him because, his, you know, when you're married to somebody for 20 years, obviously that initial, like, fire, that you know,
the passion.
No, because there's still passion there, but the initiative to want to take
the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's different for everybody. You can't make generalizations when it comes to things like that.
Well, see, here's
are you trying to tell me something, bro?
No. This was a question. I just read an article on it, and I thought it was something that we could discuss sex because we love to do that on the show, but it wasn't a topic that we had discussed before. So, no, I guess when I was younger, I used to watch like all these chick flicks, and I would watch the chick flicks because I didn't want to be that guy that every stereotypical high school guy. So I would be like, okay, I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna learn how to get the ladies. I'm gonna learn. And it happened one time, and the main reason why is because in 8th grade, I was making out with this girl in the woods, and the next day, or 7th grade, and the next day on the bus, I found out that she told all of her girlfriends, who then, you know, tell everybody that I sucked her whole face in, that I literally just inhaled it all. And it was just all tongue. And I was like, what?
Is that why your middle school nickname was Lipsy?
Yeah. Nice try. So then I watched these movies to learn how to do the kiss and the movie kiss and do all of this and that. So I learned. And so I always believed, and maybe it's because of what was happening in my own house, that there's a soulmate. There's one person out there. That's it. Like, there's that one soulmate, and that's who you're going to get. Then as I got older and I started to see like real life, and I realized that men, you always heard like, oh, that's a guy being a guy. It's programmed in our DNA to spread our seed, and that's who men are. I think there's bullshit to it, but I also think it's legit. A lot of women don't go on porn sites. And
everybody looks at porn, dude.
Everybody looks at porn, but men do the majority of their masturbation to porn.
Huh.
Women don't need to do that.
No, because they've got electronic fucking devices that they can shove in their weird...
But we watch it to get something different.
Because men are visually stimulated and women are emotionally
stimulated. That's what I'm saying. So like you're visually... it's another form of stimulation. Again, if you go ask 10 guys, and you say, I can give you a video or pictures of your wife or significant other, naked, doing whatever, and you could jerk off that for a year, or... You have your wife over here that you have a physical relationship with, or you can watch whatever you want porn-wise.
So you've taken this into a weird right turn that doesn't really...
No, I'm saying that men need... I don't think there is such a thing as sex addiction.
There is.
I think it's just
anything
guys
that has
guys.
To do with the brain chemistry is...
But I do agree with you as far as the whole... If you're buying hookers and prostitutes or strippers or... You bang anything just to bang it, or there's emotional
dirty sheep value on
it. Yes, I do agree with you that that is out there, but I just feel like too many times men use the excuse of I'm addicted to sex.
Yeah, it's completely what it is. It's an excuse.
Yeah, when in reality they're just either not happy where they are, or they're just miserable.
Or they're weak-willed human beings.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Why are men weak-willed more than women?
I don't know.
Actually. Do you think that men are more weak-willed than women? You do. I think women cheat as much as men. But I think what women do is they don't go around and talk about it.
Oh, they do.
Maybe to their girlfriend, but they don't go around bragging about it to their guy.
I had a Yelp page in my day.
You had a Yelp page?
Yeah, where I would get rated.
What?
It's a joke, Dick.
They actually do have a page. They actually do have
a
website.
Yeah, there's
like
a strip club thing on there.
No, but there's a website where you can rate. You put the person up there, and people can go in there and rate and say, "Don't go date them. Don't do this."
Ooh,
man, it's brutal out there nowadays.
It is.
I don't know, but I know you got to go
over in the world of Grindr.
What's that? It's tough, man. It's tough. I feel like a lot of people are looking for more. I just want
you just want
sex.
Unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, man. I just was like, come on, just let me show what. Let me see what I'm missing. I don't want to touch the dick. I just want to see your penis.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's hard. It's hard out being. It's hard being a married man. In the
2000s. Let's wrap this up. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah. You always got shit to do. Sign off. Follow us on Twitter. B Show Wrestling.
What's your email? Twitter. I always forget what it is.
The email is the B Show a Wrestling Podcast at gmail.com.
Send your dick pics. Attention, Fancy J.
Yep. Email us at the B Show a Wrestling Podcast at gmail.com.
Dick pics are more than welcome as long as you put attention, Fancy J.
We don't judge any type of nudie pics you want to send us. Or you can follow us on Facebook and like our page at the B Show a Wrestling Podcast. Subscribe, download, review our show, please. Listen to us next week. Hopefully, Dixon will be in a better mood.
Doubtful.
Yeah, I love summer with Dixon. And follow us on Twitter. Twitter's blowing up. Love it. And to all of our listeners, homies, peeps across the world, we love you. Thank you for listening.
Do meth like Sean Waltman. Bye.